May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, those who are bidding us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, report them, those who are sick, kill them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the Evangelist, Apostle, and pure disciple. May the blessing be with us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you with gladness and rejoicing. They shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, and to him be the glory forever. Amen. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house.
Glory be to God forever.
God. God, the Father, the Pantocrator, created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God. We are not created one, it's just with the Father, but the remain. And for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of a virgin man, became man, was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered on his burden, and third day he rose again from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended in heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming in his glory, shows the living and dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, life giver, proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son, is worshipped and glorified, spoke by the prophets, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the coming age. Amen. Din goshte volchayet enti anastasi senten yerev mutnim bion chente pi ones neyo.